Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that has just sentenced one of the nation's profound enemies to 8 consecutive life sentences. Now, how do you serve 8 consecutive life sentences? I mean, even a cat is only supposed to have 9 lives. And you serve that as a means of making damn well sure that this animal, this subhuman, never ever gets out. And then there is more about another killer and another profoundly dangerous individual who can't go to jail yet in Seattle. We talked about it before. There's a reaction from the families of some of his victims, and more about the outrageous policy that leads the payment to this killer of $36,000 in taxpayer money. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. First up, Shafi El-Sheikh, who is a British ISIS fighter and a member of the execution cell dubbed the ISIS Beatles because of their British accents. They sounded a little bit like the Beatles. He was sentenced to life in prison Friday, today, for his role in the hostage-taking and deaths of 4 Americans and several others. El-Sheikh was handed down 8 concurrent life sentences in a Virginia courtroom on the 8th anniversary of the brutal beheading of one of his victims, American journalist James Foley. El-Sheikh and another member of the cell, Alexander Koti, were charged in October 2020, that's how long it took, on 8 counts for their involvement in the hostage-taking and murders of Foley, fellow American journalist Stephen Sotloff, American aid workers Peter Kasich and Kayla Miller. Kayla Miller was also brutally assaulted, raped repeatedly, as well as British and Japanese nationals. El-Sheikh was convicted in April. The mother of James Foley spoke to the press following the sentencing today, and she said she was grateful for the sentence but called it a hollow victory. She said, "Our country has lost 4 of its very best citizens. We families lost our loved ones forever." During El-Sheikh's 2-week trial, former hostages testified to the brutal conditions, the beatings, the starvation, and torture they were subjected to by 3 members of the cell, one of whom, Mohammed Emwazi, was killed in a drone strike in 2015. Koti pleaded guilty in September and was sentenced to life in prison earlier this year. During sentencing today, the U.S. government argued for the 8 consecutive life sentences, noting that the crimes the ISIS cell members committed are as grave, as sadistic, and as utterly reprehensible as it gets. As the evidence at trial demonstrated, El-Sheikh, Emwazi, and Koti helped lead a network of at least 9 detention facilities in which 26 civilian hostages from 12 countries were held captive in Syria. First Assistant U.S. Attorney Raj Parekh said, according to a release from the Department of Justice, "These vicious acts of terrorism against the world spread carnage and fear and cause deep despair, and as we sadly know, these devastating crimes resulted in the deaths of at least 8 American, British, and Japanese citizens, among others, including gruesome beheadings that were publicized on a global scale and perversely touted by ISIS propaganda. Rather than becoming martyrs to their monstrous cause, El-Sheikh and Koti have been fairly and impartially convicted in an open courtroom of their barbaric crimes." What does this highlight? It highlights that terrorism and terrorist threats against the United States didn't end in 2001. They are very much with us right now. And also, you'll notice that the statement, the prosecutor, the conviction, the handling of this, all the Justice Department. It's one of the reasons that no matter how you feel about the relationship between the Justice Department and Trump over some missing documents and some classified documents, however you feel about that, going into the position of treating the Justice Department as some kind of enemy, or the FBI, it is completely insane and wrong. Here is a statement from U.S. Attorney Jessica D. Eber on the sentencing of El-Sheikh, this latest of the ISIS beetles, so-called. Listen.
I want to express my gratitude for the tireless work of the trial team, including all our partners, in bringing about today's sentence. Their efforts over many years of investigating and prosecuting the ISIS beetles are emblematic of the best of the Department of Justice and truly our country has to offer in pursuing justice in the face of terrorism. I'm also deeply appreciative of the efforts of the victims' families in this case. This case is nearly unmatched, both in the cruelty of the conduct and the scope of its victimization, with families not only horrifically losing their loved ones, but losing them on an international stage before a shocked public. However, without the family's commitment, this case never would have made it to our courthouse. We would not have the result we have today.
Okay, highlight. Sometimes there is such a thing as good versus evil in our world. And for the most part, our law enforcement system is clearly on the side of good, which is why this latest scandal, and it is a scandal, is worth paying attention to. In Florida, a Republican candidate for the state legislature from St. Augustine is now banned from Twitter after advocating violence against the federal government. Republican Luis Miguel, who is running against a fellow Republican, who's a good guy, Bobby Payne of Palatka in the redrawn House District 20, was suspended from Twitter after a tweet advocating that Floridians should be able to shoot federal agents on sight. Okay, what did he really say in this tweet? You can't look it up anymore because it's been taken down, but what he said, and there are pictures of it, under my plan, all Floridians will be able to shoot FBI, IRS, ATF, and all other federal troops on site. Let freedom ring. Luis Miguel, who is the candidate, who is a Trumpist candidate trying to take down a Republican incumbent, he told Florida Politics today, earlier this morning, that the suspension, which is permanent per a message he got on his Twitter app, doesn't affect him at all. He stands by his proposal, which he says is justified because the IRS has been weaponized by dissident forces. Miguel is still active on Instagram, where the post advocating shooting federal agents is still displayed amid a host of other hateful graphics, mourning the loss of Confederate statues, Southern memories, he called them, advocating complete enforcement of the Stop Woke Act and other such shout-outs to the populist right. They won't ever take our AR-15s, he vows on one post. The response of his opponent, the incumbent legislator, Payne, is he said the FBI is law enforcement. And regardless of how people feel about any enforcement action, including the controversial seizure of documents from Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, law enforcement must be respected. I mean, isn't that right? Isn't that appropriate? And the important thing here is this is an opportunity for Governor DeSantis. How? To basically, if he hasn't already, take the side of this incumbent, Payne, who is a sane Republican. Yes, most Republicans are sane and patriotic and good people. Can we try to emphasize that? I think we should. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the reasons I wanted to speak to you about Luis Miguel, who is a candidate for the state legislature in Florida. My guess is that anyone who advocates on social media the right to shoot on sight IRS agents, ATF agents, and FBI agents, anyone who advocates that is not going to win his primary and certainly shouldn't win his primary. I'll tell you how this works, and it's one of those things that's sort of difficult, and I wanted to bring this to your attention. And I wanted to bring it to Governor DeSantis's attention because there's a point to be made here by people who want to see Republicans doing well, and Republicans doing well by doing good and standing up for the good and condemning the insane and the reckless and the stupid like this idiot Luis Miguel. And the point is, I was on an interview earlier today before the show. And normally, very often, it's a regular interview that I do on a different radio station in Seattle, a lied station, Cairo. And I was asked about, well, what do you say about the comment by a Republican? And the first thing I said when he read the comment about that under my plan, all Floridians will be able to shoot FBI, IRS, ATF, and all other federal troops on sight. What do I say about that? I said, well, who said such a thing? How could such a person be a Republican candidate? Well, he wasn't a candidate. He wasn't a nominee. He was a primary challenger to an incumbent who's getting nowhere. He's not representative of the Republican Party. But, again, it's not enough, frankly, when somebody like that speaks up, gets some national attention, gets permanently banned from Twitter, but is still out there representing the Republican brand with his nostalgia for returning Confederate statues and all kinds of things that are fringy and nutty and do not represent any aspect of the Republican Party. The value of Ron DeSantis basically going after that is to disassociate himself from all this Civil War crap. And I don't mean remembering the real Civil War. I mean the crap that says today that what does it mean if you're saying you should have the right to shoot FBI agents and IRS agents on sight? We are fellow Americans. This is a horrible, horrible thing. And Ron DeSantis right now has been trying to burnish his image. He certainly has appealed strongly to real conservatives. But he would appeal to a broader audience as well if in his state he would stand up against extremism like this. And do I really care about what else this guy, Luis Miguel, believes about policy? No, this is enough. If you were in favor publicly of shooting federal agents on sight, having the right to do that, having that legally sanctioned, that's enough. More than enough, it seems to me, to disqualify you from anything. Ron DeSantis today announced arrests of 20 people for voter fraud. And we will give you more on that. This is what the governor had to say in announcing these arrests. Listen.
The state of Florida has charged and is in the process of arresting 20 individuals across the state for voter fraud. Now, the majority of these people illegally voted in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade, although there are others in other parts of the state. These folks voted illegally in this case, and there's going to be other grounds for other prosecutions in the future. They are disqualified from voting because they've been convicted of either murder or sexual assault, and they do not have the right to vote.
Okay, and this goes to a controversial referendum that was passed by a vote of the public allowing most convicted felons who had served their time, but not all convicted felons, to have the right to vote in Florida. And good for him. We should go after any number of people. I believe the population of Florida is about 20 million. And here they found 20 people who had been convicted of murder and assault and who were trying to vote and shouldn't and know their vote should be disqualified. And by the way, President Trump won Florida. He won Florida by a more comfortable margin this time than he did in 2016. So good for Ron DeSantis, but to suggest that this is related to the charges of a stolen election in any way, there's not even a scrap of evidence that any of these illicit votes that are being prosecuted, and appropriately prosecuted, seems to me, would have altered any outcome of any election. There is this also, and this is from the National Journal Hotline, and it says in a bizarre twist. Now, whenever you begin a subject by saying in a bizarre twist, you got my attention. Okay. In a bizarre twist that unites politics across the Atlantic, Scotland has become the center of the political universe this week. The two candidates for United Kingdom Prime Minister, Liz Truss, who's the Foreign Secretary, and Rishi Sunak, who's the former Chancellor of the Exchequer, campaigned in Scotland this week, while former President Trump has planned to travel to his mother's home nation on Sunday, his first foreign trip since leaving office. Now, why is he going to Scotland right now? He has a great golf club there. I'm not sure. Whether the former American leader ever makes it to Scotland is up in the air, though. Trump said that the FBI took his three passports when it searched his Mar-a-Lago estate last week, although the Bureau has offered them back. The uncertainty of his trip is merely the cherry on the top of another chaotic week for the former president. Now, I understand that President Trump loves Scotland. By the way, Scotland's a wonderful place, and Edinburgh in particular, Glasgow not so much, but Edinburgh is just a great and beautiful city and very historic city and great to walk around in. But the idea of a visit to Scotland now, could he be preparing to take a position in the upcoming British election, which is going to occur next month, involving Liz Truss and Rishi Sunak? Liz Truss is heavily favored. She appears to be winning. One of the reasons is she is a conservative who is promising immediate tax cuts, whereas Rishi Sunak is saying no tax cuts until we've actually rolled back inflation, which is much worse in Britain and an even more grave threat than here in this country. We'll be right back.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An ISIS terrorist will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing Americans. A British national known as the ISIS Beetle was given the sentence for the deaths of four Americans, including James Foley and Kayla Miller. On Tuesday, President Biden interrupted his summer vacation to return to the White House and celebrate the passage of a huge spending bill. After signing the bill, the president then headed by Marine One to his upscale lakeside home outside Wilmington, Delaware. This is the president's 49th trip to Delaware since becoming president last year. He's spent 150 days in Delaware since being inaugurated. which puts him ahead of his predecessors, including Donald Trump, who was frequently criticized for flying to his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, in the midst of this partisan season, I am also especially eager to welcome Common Sense Comments by people from the Democratic Party, because they're rare. Because generally, I disagree with what Democrats, from President Biden to Kamala Harris to Chuck Schumer, I disagree with what they have on offer. But two Democrats have written a piece that is powerful and that their fellow Democrats ignore very much to their peril. Doug Schoen, who's been a frequent guest on this show, who really is a moderate guy, has co-written a piece with Andrew Stein. Andrew Stein, a Democrat, served as the New York City Council President for 8 years. And Doug Schoen was a senior advisor to Bill Clinton's 1996 campaign and a White House advisor during Clinton's second term and an advisor to Hillary Clinton's 2000 U.S. Senate campaign. In any event, they write that the resurgence of gun violence as a top national issue in the aftermath of the mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, might have given Democrats an opportunity to prove their bona fides on crime ahead of the midterms. But the intra-party rift between House progressives and moderates has prevented leadership from pairing an assault weapon ban with a law enforcement funding bill, leaving Democrats with nothing to show. In Georgia, Republican candidate Herschel Walker has used the crime issue to push back against Senator Raphael Warnock's attacks on GOP ballot integrity measures. In Missouri, Attorney General Eric Schmidt ran on criminal justice issues in his successful primary campaign against disgraced former Governor Eric Reitens. There's even an outside chance that the crime issue could elect a Republican governor of New York for the first time in 20 years, since George Pataki won his third term. Representative Lee Zeldin was almost stabbed during a public appearance in July, and the suspect was released without bail the next day. Mr. Zeldin has assailed Governor Kathy Hochul and her fellow Democrats for supporting cashless bail. He's campaigning on a promise of fire Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who has declined to prosecute any but the most serious crimes. After Salman Rushdie was stabbed in Chautauqua, New York, last week, Mr. Zeldin tweeted, "His attacker must remain in custody and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law." It's a long shot, they write. Mr. Zeldin trailed Ms. Hochul by 13 and 16 points in two recent public polls. But the former survey by Siena College shows some bright spots for the Republican. He's ahead by 3 points among suburban voters and 4 among independents. And an April Siena poll found Ms. Hochul with a 69% disapproval rating on crime. To avoid getting swept up in an anti-crime tide, they write, Democrats will have to show they're serious about the issue. They should pledge to increase rather than defund the police, to repeal cashless bail, to support the judicious use of stop, question, and frisk, especially in high-crime jurisdictions, and to oppose and potentially replace prosecutors who refuse to enforce the law and allow violent repeat offenders to return to the streets. Anything less will give the Republican Party a huge advantage in November. There's more on this, which involves basically approaching the homelessness problem seriously, which is part of the crime story. For instance, consider this perspective is provided by local news here in Seattle, Como News Story on Alexander J., the homeless guy we spoke about earlier in the show who assaulted two women he didn't even know, a perfect stranger, seriously injured them, and then murdered a guy the same day. Listen, this is clip 11.
Family and friends are calling for accountability as a violent repeat offender is now charged with first-degree murder. Alexander J. is already accused in two violent, unprovoked attacks on women in downtown Seattle.
Now investigators say J. beat Brent Wood to death in Capitol Hill just hours after assaulting those women. Detectives did not connect J. to the murder until now. Just last week, there was concern J. might be released because he still hadn't received mental health treatment ordered by a judge.
That's right, but that is not happening. And tonight, I talked to Brent's parents on the phone. They live in Tri-Cities. And while they are relieved that somebody has been caught, they are still so heartbroken at the brutal way their son was murdered. Friends and family say this just goes to show someone this violent should not be allowed back on the streets.
Isn't it obvious? And you look, he has 7 different violent arrests in King County, in the county Seattle is located, in just the last 5 years. There's more. Listen.
Police say Jay bludgeoned Brent from behind with this heavy piece of rebar. Court documents say the blows were so powerful, the victim's skull was fractured.
To think of someone walking around out there feeling that way towards any other person was really disturbing.
Detectives sent the rebar to the state crime lab, and a DNA profile on the weapon matched Alexander Jay.
We are going to continue to ask that violent people like this be held behind bars, and we believe that we can prove these cases.
The murder charge comes as Jay's defense attorney wanted the assault charges dismissed. In June, Jay failed a competency hearing and was ordered to go to treatment, but Western State still has no room for him. A judge did not dismiss the charges.
Honestly, I think he should go to jail for the rest of his life. You know, I wish that we had systems strong enough to treat someone like him.
That a member of the family of the victim, the murder victim, of a criminal who had plenty of victims over the years. The difficulty here is very clear, and it goes back to the broken windows theory that played such an important part in bringing down the U.S. crime rate for many, many years, for many decades. The crime rate went down, 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 because they understood that basically making sure that people don't sleep on the street, making sure that people don't break windows, making sure that people are, that they do get broken, they get repaired, making sure that if people put up graffiti, you paint over it, which is very important. Why does that all matter? Because if you have a city that is trashed up, which has litter everywhere, which has people sleeping in the freeway overpasses, it is a signal that authority has broken down. There are no rules here. There is no law and order. And part of law and order has to involve not only getting criminals off the street, but getting a destitute and mentally ill and drug addicted and helpless people off the street as well. And if it means expending more money on mental health facilities and sometimes on forced commitment to mental health facilities, well, that's important. But the idea that they can't even have this killer, Alexander J., face a trial because he needs a therapy for restoration of competence, they call it, there is a very, very real possibility. In fact, likelihood, if you look at this guy's life history, that that restoration of competence is not going to occur. What is going to occur is a big new movie starring Idris Elba, who is a very hot star right now. He's a wonderful actor. He plays a father who is trying to defend his two daughters from a wildly rampaging lion. And then there's another film featuring Ed Harris about a sailing voyage between a troubled couple that may lead to very serious trouble. That's called Get Away If You Can. We'll cover them coming up on the MedVed Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wishing you and everyone around you a very, very wonderful summer weekend as we're coming up to the end of the summer, but not the end of the baseball season, which for the Mariners, with God's help, will actually extend past the regular season into the playoffs. They have every chance of actually making that work, and they're back at work tonight against the mighty Oakland A's. So we will see what happens there. Meanwhile, at the movies, the big movie released this week is a film called Beast. And, of course, that could leave you wondering, well, what kind of beast? Where? Who? This beast is a lion, and the lion has to confront Idris Elba. No, it's not science fiction. Idris Elba plays a doctor whose wife has just died, and before the death they had separated, and so he's trying to regain contact and love and ties with his two daughters, both teenagers, and taking them on a journey to his ex-wife's, his late wife's, home country, South Africa. And they visit an old family friend who runs a huge game preserve in South Africa. And part of his job there is to protect the prides of lions that inhabit that territory. But there's one particular rogue beast, furious at poachers, who has taken matters into his own hands. Listen.
I've never seen anything like this. Multiple attacks without eating his prey. Lions don't do that. At least no lion I've ever seen.
It's the law of the jungle. It's the only law that matters.
But they've got guns.
Breathe. Slow down.
I've got to get my girls out of here.
I need you to trust me right now.
Okay. Basically, the film is highly watchable at the beginning and draws you right into it. And some of the lions are real, by the way. The main lion is computer graphics imagery, which is fairly well done, except for the face of the lion, which never gets shown, really. And early in the film, they crash a vehicle that they're driving around in the bush, and they are stuck there, and they have to fight off the lion who jumps on top of the car and the sides of the car and everywhere of the car. And some of it is thrilling and well orchestrated and well choreographed, but it stretches every bit of credibility, especially when they start doing deadly alligators or crocodiles, and a deadly snake that is grabbed by Idris Elba's bare hands. When it gets down to a personal confrontation, man versus beast, no, you can't even bet on a very strong and accomplished actor like Idris Elba. to wrestle to the ground a deadly lion with those teeth and those claws. The film is rated R because there is some bloodshed and some suffering and some scenes of the main character, who's a doctor, trying to repair his own wounds and the wounds of his colleagues. R-rated 2.5 stars, 2.5 stars, for what could have, with some adjustments, actually been a fairly compelling film, but doesn't really make it. And another film that is available this weekend is Spin Me Round. And it's not officially rated, though it should be an R, because there's actually some fairly a graphic footage of a would-be orgy. Where? Well, in Italy. What happens in this film is in Bakersfield, California, there's a very a nice, sweet, innocent girl played by Alison Brie, who is running an Italian restaurant in a chain of restaurants, and she is selected to go to Italy to meet the founder of the chain and for a trip that is supposed to be one of the highlights of her life. Listen.
Amber, pack your bags.
What?
You're going to Italy.
I have a feeling. You're going to fall in love.
Okay, I was kind of thinking that too.
Welcome, everyone. I would like to introduce our CEO, Nick Martucci.
What roles do love and affection play in your life?
Where is this going?
I'm really happy you're here.
You seem so open-minded.
Why does everyone keep timing that?
I think something weird might be going on.
Okay, there's plenty weird going on. In fact, stuff that is downright sinister. The problem is that the movie can't decide whether it's a comedy or some kind of thriller with something sinister going on. And some of the performances are amusing. Molly Shannon is on hand. Little Rel Howery plays the manager of the restaurant where the main character works. None of it is even momentarily believable. Most of the characters are fairly loathsome. Aubrey Plaza is also in the film. And basically, when it starts relying on rampaging feral pigs, boars, to give it some life and some danger, you're already bored and gored. And the film ends up with an utterly brain-dead conclusion that makes no sense and doesn't answer any of the questions first put in the movie. 2 stars for Spin Me Round, which goes round and round and ends up nowhere. It's not officially rated. It's now for rent on multiple streaming services. So is Get Away If You Can. It's also not rated, though this would be a very much an R film for a great deal of nudity. Ed Harris plays a father who is worried about his son, who's in a troubled marriage, but wants to fix the marriage by going on an ocean voyage to the Pacific off South America in Get Away If You Can. Listen.
If you're going to do this, do it right. I mean, chart everything out and stick with the plan. Don't take any stupid risks. People die every day at sea. Right now, she thinks she's got me wrapped around her little finger.
Maybe if you weren't jealous, you wouldn't be saying that kind of stuff about my
it's
wife.
It's got nothing to do with me. Whatever magic you think you're going to get back.
Don't talk about my wife! I talk about her any damn way I want to!
She's bringing him down. She's got you so twisted up.
The movie is plenty twisted up. It basically starts out on this ocean voyage, and then there's a series of flashbacks that are more confusing than explanatory that try to show the difficulty in their marriage. Now, it's the work of a married couple, and Dominique Braun, who is the wife in that couple, is a fine actor and a riveting screen presence. And some of the shooting, some of the photography on Robinson Crusoe Island off the coast of Chile is great to look at. But when you spend more time looking at the seals and walruses and other creatures that are out there in the sea and the landscape of Robinson Crusoe Island, more time looking at them than you do at the characters. That's a sign that the characters seem not at all believable. And the ending of this movie, which is ambiguous and actually lunatic, ruins any of the involvement or real interest you may have had during the course of the film. It is not officially rated. It gets, for me, a quality rating of 2 stars. Okay, coming up on Monday, actually, we can, I think we have time. Idris Elba was on the Breakfast Club podcast, and he was talking about his real-life daughter who wanted to play his daughter in the new movie Beast. She didn't, and Idris Elba tells why. Explains why right now.
Interestingly enough, my daughter auditioned for this role. She wants to be an actress, and she auditioned. And, you know, it came down to chemistry in the end. You know, my daughter and I, she's great, but
yeah,
the relationship in the film and the relationship between my daughter was the chemistry wasn't right for film, weirdly enough.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't, my daughter didn't talk to me for about 3 weeks.
Wow.
In school, but
yeah, I would be kind of upset, too.
I know.
I mean, you say we don't know chemistry, father and daughter.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, that's the opposite of nepotism. Actually, considering what Beast turned out to be, the daughter may have caught a break. I hope we all catch a break with the dangers of nuclear war erupting in Ukraine. And President Putin, more than ever, threatening it. We'll talk about that on Monday on The Medved Show, including all the latest about the...
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.